Everyone can please find a seat. We have a special toast today. Very sad that one is today. They are there. Neva Shishivas, Gai Shmuel Kamenetsky, Shiva Philadelphia, Shiva with us today. We have to thank the Aguda and the Gat for allowing us this toast. It's a special opportunity which people should take advantage, once in a lifetime opportunity, and I'm surely not going to take the time to introduce and thank the Shiva for coming. We appreciate it.
Thank you, everyone. She's the Shiva. Joining me. Dear congregants, before I speak, I should mention that this weekend was Rosh Hashanah, the week of the Havor. It's his foundation that made it possible for the entire weekend. It should be a big excuse for him. Today's topic will be about the importance of Shila. In learning this chapter, we truly can't understand what's happened here. The Rabbeinu Shlomo appears to Moshe Rabbeinu and he tells him so strongly, "Remain at Tovar alone and not a girl." Rabbeinu Shlomo, the point that Moshe Rabbeinu is a girl, his wife, yet it took a week for Moshe Rabbeinu to accept it. And it's difficult to understand what's happening here. Moshe Rabbeinu Shlomo speaks to Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu was the Madrega that he realized. The whole Sned, Snerein Berei, he speaks, Rabbeinu Shlomo appears to him, and he asks him, such a, which is, you the Goy Yisrael. Very interesting. The Ramban explained what happened here. Actually, at that time, Pali was the Goy Yisrael. To him had come the Gula. He was the Melech of his time, the greatest king in the world. So Moshe Rabbeinu felt, that's what Ramban explains, how is it fitting for a human being that stutters will come and to the Melech, if the Avenger would really want to, he should be the God of Israel, he should have cured him, you know, the Avenger can cure right away. But he didn't cure him. So Moshe Rabbeinu felt it was only like a suggestion. This wasn't. Of course, Moshe Rabbeinu had a chesed, and he didn't explain himself right away. He told his brother Aaron, he is the one, he's the great luminary in his time for Kol Yisrael. So how will he come in and take away the good of Manava? Good. Rabbeinu Shlomo was Megala to us. The Ruach of the Soma Benigo, the Kalan accepted with his whole heart. Whole heart, Moshe Rabbeinu should be the God of the soul. But he felt he's not ready to do that, to take away something from Avi. That's why, but the reason that Moshe Rabbeinu felt his Messiah from the vocal was because this operation didn't cure him. Is that fitting for a person that stutters to come to the greatest king in the world? Says the Ramban, what's the reason he didn't cure him? Because without being in struggle with that control if a person doesn't get it. You have to have tefillah. That's the credit of tefillah. Without tefillah, so the Rebbe Shalom knowing what's in Moshe Rabbeinu's heart, that that's the reason that he felt it wasn't a demand for no man to learn, because he wasn't cured. So the Rebbe Shalom could cure him. But if you stop tefillah, you don't get anything. You see, in creation, when the Rebbe Shalom created the world, the order of Ayin Laver is Adama. The Rebbe Shalom created the world is ready to grow and flourish. But without Adam HaRishon, somebody would be Makar Toiv, the world cannot, nothing is growing. The showing, all this thing is ready to produce. But without Tefillah, the Rebbe Shalom just given it. You see that Tefillah has such a koyach that only with Tefillah you can get it. Very interesting, the Rabban is Muhammad. Why was Moshe Rabbeinu misspelled before? All the time, why was he misspelled? To ask the Benjamin to be cured. It says in the Matthew that all the women were Moshe Rabbeinu misspelled. Not double. That's right. The Benjamin, by Matthew says everybody became well and everybody was cured from their problems. But the reason that Moshe Rabbeinu was not the scholar all the time, the Rambam Rames says, how did he become back there? How did he become a stutterer? Because when he was a young child, he was longed for the crown of the palace. The Khartoum of Mitzrayim said, this land is not simple. He's longed for your crown. Let's test him. And they tested him. A pot of coal and a pot of gold. And he was drawn to the gold. And Gabriel HaMalach pushed his hand to the coal, and he grabbed the coal. He kind of got burned, so he put right away to his mouth, and that's how he became a stutterer. So he wanted to remember his entire life that something, a miracle happened with him. His entire Messias, a Moshe Rabbeinu Chas V'Shalom, he would have gone for the gold. Chas V'Shalom, you don't know what the Mitzrayim would do to Moshe Rabbeinu. It's not simple. They asked to test him. It seems that he had to pass the test. And the test, he would have failed the test, because normally he was going to the gold. And Gabriel HaMalach pushed his hand, and he became a stutterer. So he wanted to remember his entire life. A miracle happened to him. And at first, it seems that person when he passes by a mokum shenasir nes, so make the broche. A benisham made mokum hazeh. So he remembered all the time with him that on my entire life I owe to this nes what happened, and that's why I didn't want to be misspelled. That's what the Ramban is about. And it seems that with tefillah maybe he would eventually be cured before, but he did not want to be misspelled. To forget his miracle that happened with them, that's why he wasn't misspelled. You see a discussion, Moshe, Yaakov Avinu, with Rochel Emeinu, and Rochel Emeinu tells Yaakov, she has no children, Esau and her, they have no future, what will be? Yaakov tells Rochel, "Asachas al kiman, am I going to share? Don't misspell Hashem." Like she relied too much on Yaakov Avinu. But Chazal have a tanya on Yaakov Avinu. The chikach oinin is a meukas. This is how you answer somebody is in pain. She's so more soft with her. She's not totally that. She's a sachas al kiman. What's happening with you? She said, you have to do this follow, and then just show you. Fine, that's what happened. So it says the next verse of Vayishkar Elokim. So Rashi says Vayishkar Elokim means that the Maisim Tayyim, Rochel Emeinu, Maisim Tayyim, was something that's spectacular. And Yosef Lover, it says, that they always come. And the Rebbe Shalom doesn't listen to their field, only the Ruach Hu comes, the Ruach Hu tells her story. What she did, she gave away everything. That was her future. She was supposed to get married to Yaakov. She was ready to give up everything. Why? Because her older sister should not feel embarrassed. And Chazal tell us how it was. She gave her over this money because they were afraid. Because as she heard before, it says Chazal, and that's what she says, that awful heard her talking about Leah getting married. Leah getting married, what's going on here? She's the one in power. And they gave Simoni, and she was nice at the Simoni. And the version says, the U.S. Cruz, in other words, it's not just a tailor. It's giving away everything. That's what Kochel did. So the Iska, as Asher says, remember that, in the Sira Simoni, that was something that she gave away of herself. And the version says, to you, it's a good time. The version helps all the story because of her schools. But when it says Ba'itka, says that Rashanoki in Talmud, and Talmud Rashanoki also says that Sully, she wasn't spouse. It seems that everything says such a great school story. Yet, what happened was because of the Trila that she was spouse. After that one told her, Asahas Gimani, she went to be his follower. So it says Vayitka. Remember, all the mighty and failing, still without Philo, a person cannot get anything. You see, the might of Philo, that a person wants whatever he wants, he has to ask of Ben Shalom. And we start to that. First, the first, and the Das. Can you imagine? The Ben Shalom gave us that. That's what he asked first of all. Chaydol Hashem, Hashem Nosam L'Sech Yilina, Lachim Yom Eloyim. You know that. If you get to church in the morning, nowadays we know it's pretty late. So we see that. So that thank the Ben Shalom. It's a simple thing that even Balei Chaim understand that. They understand Wednesday and night. It's time to get light. So we thank the Ben Shalom. He gave us Seichel. We thank the Ben Shalom for every little bit. It's a simple thing that even Balei Chaim understand that. Yes, we thank the Ben Shalom for that. Because we realize whatever we have, anything that we have, anything we want to be Zeche, is through Tefillah. A person cannot be Zeche to tell that only through Tefillah. So he's his power for it. And this is what Teva teaches us. That Moshe Rabbeinu was not, what was lacking. Why was it a Sabbath? Because he had to be his power for it. So if you want something, you have to be his power. It seems that he wasn't his power after either. But he accepted his Shikhas Lakan Goal. But first he thought it was just the appointment was not an appointment, it was a suggestion. Ben Shalom said, he was the God of Israel. But he had to be in his power. But he needed, but he felt that this is missing. He's missing that koyach. The koyach of to go to his to father and speak about all the soil. It's not fitting. When Malachim, he respected power, he says, they went out, with respect, they always had respect of human being. Even Abdullah Goy also has to be respected, because he is a Solomon king. Every human being is a Solomon king. True, but the first thing to do is a Solomon king, and fall, show tactile, it can fall all the way down. He also has that might of you. Solomon the king never loses. Seeing the Pasha before. See, it's interesting that when the Acha Yosef, they're afraid of what's happening now. Yaakov is not here anymore. He's going to take the comment. And he says, no, eventually. Eventually sent me, had to prepare Mitzrayim for the arrival of the Egyptian God. So the Chaim HaKodesh has stopped it. He should send a mercy. He doesn't say he was Muslim. He's never Muslim. Says the Chaim HaKodesh, Moach Chachi says, that Mechilah is something, that you did something to me. When you sell human being, selling a human being, it's not because I'm a human being and I'm a soul. It's detaching the selling of a king. You're taking some selling of a king and selling it. So he's Mechadish of all the Achidish. He says, that a person cannot be worth it. Because this is something you're touching the seas of another. The seas of another, the son of the king. He's not about us to be married. In other words, when he thought that the brothers, it's not that they didn't respect him of him. He didn't respect a human being as himself person. It's not about us to be married. Because the might of a human being is so great, that this is a son of the king. And he's not above it. He has to realize that a person has such a might that it's above his materials. It's my thing. I'm a son of the king. No. Obedishon gave a son of the king. You have to respect the son of the king. In every human being, there's a son of the king. And that's why you have to respect the human being. But we see from this part of the Koyach of Tfilah, that the human is following. If you want to be Zerah to Tere, Zaliyah in Tere, Aslach in Tere, without Tfilah it cannot come. You must have Tfilah for that. And should help, it's a pleasure to speak in Anor Asa Oilam. And Hashem, my Yeshiva is, Baruch Hashem, Kol Oilam. Everybody tries to copy the Yeshiva here. So you should know that you have to behave well. That people want to be Mekanoi. And they want to copy you. So it's a machayah, that itself is a machayah of a person. You have a lot of asloche, yi and tere, and shamayim, should be zeche, to give a shlema, to call them.